Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study of 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, we were talking about today's problem is not with the Holy Spirit or the Word of God. It's with us who are trying to do the work of God with the arm of flesh. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
You see, the problem today is not with the Holy Spirit or the Word of God. It's with us. We aren't willing to submit ourselves, to give ourselves to prayer, to fasting, to watching, to holiness, to righteousness. And so men are turning to the arm of flesh to try to do the work of God, and that is always wrong. And when it's wrong, it is sin. So that's why we say we are to pray for one another, that we would be fit vehicles for His glory, and that we will be the witness that we ought to be, that we'd be separate and holy. And then secondly, that God would fulfill all the good pleasure of His goodness in us. And then as we're looking here, that until then, that we'll be able to do the work of faith with the power of God. So let's pray for one another and for ourselves, that the good hand of the Lord would be upon us, that God's work might be done in faith with the resultant power of God present. This is talking of that which it takes to have revival. Don't think that national days of prayer in this country are going to bring revival. When we still have the same filth on television, God is still out of the schools, the Word of God is not allowed in different areas, where people starting to call it hate crime, where the homosexual still out of the closet, and on down the line we could go. You still have the strip clubs, you still have the removal of the blue laws. My friend, don't expect revival. Don't expect God to work. And don't expect a nationwide revival if a nation won't repent. Revival will only come to those who do repent. So we've seen the glory of His coming in verse 10, and the goodness of prayer in which we are to persist for one another until that day, as we saw in verse 11. Finally see the grace of God in verse 12. That the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you, and ye in Him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now remember, verse 10, the words admire and glorified in His saints. By following this pattern in verse 11 and seeking to fulfill it, Christ will be glorified in you. Now, there are people that hate preaching against contemporary worship and the blended worship and the things of the flesh as drinking and cigarettes and immodest dress and unfaithfulness and various other sins of the flesh. People hate it when I call those things sin. They hate it when we call contemporary worship, the rock music in the church. We call it sin. Even though it is, they hate us to say it. Well, those are kind of people, if they are saved, will admire only, but they won't share in His glory. You see, my friend, we don't only want lost people to be saved. We want you to go beyond just admiring, but being ashamed at His appearing. We want you to have Christ glorified in you in that day. That's why we seek to speak the truth in love, as Ephesians 4:15 says. As this church at Thessalonica walked worthy of the Lord, and the persecution mounts, the opposition increases, the name of the Lord was glorified in them. They had learned something that each of us need to learn. And again, it goes back to something that I've said often on this broadcast, and that is to have eternity set in your heart. In Titus chapter 2, verses 11 through 13, it says this, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men." Please understand, my friend, that God's grace in your heart is greater than the sin in your life. And the grace in God's heart is greater than the sin in your heart. His grace is greater than your remorse, and His grace is greater than all. For where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Oh, the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us. Now, what does the salvation God give teach us to do? That denying ungodliness and worldly lust. Today we have a salvation, an easy believism, being preached that does not deny ungodliness and worldly lust. But he goes on and says, our salvation teaches us that we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And He is the great God and Savior, as witnessed here in Titus 2, verses 11 through 13, also in Isaiah chapter 43, verses 10 and 11, where He's also called God and Savior. Now, are you going through testing and trial? Or do you find yourself afraid of a stand for Christ because of what it might cost? Do you fear you'll be passed over while others are promoted? My friend, allow Him to work out His perfect will in you in faith and in power. Because it is all according to the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, my friend, the Christian life is by grace, just like our salvation. It's by grace. We can only live it through grace. God's grace is God's redeeming love to sinners. But God's grace is not only opposed to sin, which it conquers and destroys. It's also opposed to human merit, which it sets aside. My friend, grace and human merit are as far apart as grace and sin. Everything a man receives from God is for man's own good. And it's because of the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9 says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." No, you can't merit salvation. Titus 3, 5 says, "Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He has saved us." Isaiah chapter 64, verse 6 says that all of our righteousnesses are as filthy rags in His sight. Oh, my friend, God saves and God forgives us for Jesus Christ's sake. By His blood, He cleanses us from all sin. You see, we mentioned the word repentance. Repentance doesn't mean doing penance. Do you realize there are sins that you just can't repent of? You just can't in your own power overcome. But you must be willing for the one who can cleanse those sins from you to cleanse them. If you're not willing for the Lord to take something from your life, a sin from your life, you're saying, "Oh, yes, I want to be saved, but I don't want Him to take away my gambling. I don't want Him to take away my drinking. I don't want Him to take away this or that. I want to hold on to those things." And my friend, you're wanting an insurance policy that says I can live like I want to. Well, that's not faith. That's not trusting in the blood of Jesus Christ. What did Jesus Christ come to do? He came to pay for our sins. He came to cleanse us from our sins and from all unrighteousness. So you're opening your heart for Him to cleanse you of your sin. That's repentance. and through His grace to give you everlasting life. Through His resurrection, His blood did the work. His resurrection gives the eternal life. Will you trust Him for that? We are saved, we're redeemed, we're pardoned, we're forgiven, and we're cleansed totally apart from human merit. It's all of God's grace through the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. My friend, Christ and Christ alone is the only way to heaven. There are not many ways. There are not many roads to heaven. Only through Christ. John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. Acts 4:12 says, there is none other name given among men whereby ye must be saved. Salvation is not Jesus and. No, it's Jesus only. You put all your marbles into one circle. You put all your eggs in one basket, so to speak. You're trusting Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone for your salvation. And what you're trusting is that His shed blood on the cross was indeed the payment accepted by God Almighty for every sin you ever have or will commit. And that 3 days later, He rose up victorious over hell and the grave, securing your eternity. And my friend, if you believe that, and you're willing to accept that, if you'll come to Him, He'll save you. Because God, who does not lie, says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. He says, him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. Will you do that right now? Will you be willing for Him to cleanse you by His blood, to take your sin from you, and believing that He died for you, call upon Him to save you? Right now, right where you are, will you bow your head and pray and ask Him to save you? I'm going to form a prayer. The prayer that I pray will only be words if you do not mean it. But if you mean it, He'll save you. Why not right where you are right now, bow and pray this prayer. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood on the cross for my sins and died for me. I believe 3 days later He rose up physically from the dead. I right now invite Jesus Christ into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you meant it, would you write us and let us know? Our announcer will be giving you our address in just a few moments, and you can write us at that address, and I'll send to you our booklet, Building Blocks, that will instruct you in how to live this new Christian life. It'll give you instruction in doctrine, in the kind of church you should attend, how to pray, how to study the Bible, how to serve the Lord. And I want you to have that booklet absolutely free. Just by saying, Brother Andy, I ask the Lord to save me. Maybe you are already saved, but you would like to use that booklet to help someone else. You write me, and I'll send it to you. Well, I see that my time is up, and I want to thank you for listening in to the Lamp and Light broadcast today. And my friend, may the lamp of God's Word be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.